Continue to press in. Continue to lean forward. Do not regress. Do not back up. Push and lean forward, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not consider the fiery trial which has come of recent days to try you as though some strange thing was happening. For the purpose of your life is this, that I have called you and I have said that I have few that have separated themselves in the earth. For that which is supernatural and that which belongs primarily to the place of a supernatural revival. Count it all joy when you find yourself in divers temptations and tests and trials. For all these things, your fellow brothers and sisters of old walked through on the trek into revival, says the Spirit of the Lord. For all who ever found this gold found that the place of separation in my spirit more than equalized them against the attack. For I've called you up into a heavenly place to be seated with me in Christ Jesus, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do you not know that this place is also a place not only of fellowship and presence, but it's also a place of dominion, says the Spirit of the Lord. For that which I give you in my presence, I give you in dominion to exercise that which has already been granted to you, which is my authority and my power, says the Spirit of the Lord. This is the hour that I continue to say to you to separate yourself into intimacy. Separate yourself into that place. You'll find that the birthing that you've been called to will come about, says the Spirit of the Lord. It'll give you a dominion against the things that have come to bring forth a distraction in this hour. But I say again unto you, lean into this. All that you were ever doing in 2020, do that at least and more, says the Spirit of the Lord. It is not a time to regress, digress, or to take a step back and even try to analyze. Do not analyze, but pray, says the Spirit of the Lord. Stay in a posture of prayer and keep leaning in. Find every available moment, as I've said in other prophecies, steal every moment. Do not waste your time. Do not find things to do when you don't know what to do. Say, more prayer time, more word time, more presence. This is how I will invest, says the Spirit of the Lord, to you, your assignment. And my grace, it's more than sufficient. A hunger is created in that place that you begin to divorce yourself from all things in this life that are time robbers and time stealers. You find that as you do, the things that are sanctified and the things that I do give you, that I will bless, and you'll find joy in them and you'll find my presence even in the simple things of life. But I desire that your whole life be consumed by me, says the Spirit of the Lord. I am finding such pleasure in you. Those of you that are separating yourself, I am finding pleasure in you, says the Spirit of the Lord.